East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
We start on the south coast. Search and rescue divers have been scouring the waters off Paddington Main Beach, where five bathers were swept out to sea. Lifeguards rescued one person late in the afternoon. Teams from SAP Search and Rescue and the NSRI continued to look for the other four and later recovered the bodies of two victims. IPSS Medical Rescue Samantha Merrick says they'll return to the beach this morning.
Two people remain missing. SAP Search and Rescue, lifeguards and the NSRI will return to the beach this morning to continue the search.
Meanwhile, reports have just come through of a swimmer in distress this morning at Thompson's Bay Beach in Ballito.
A search is currently underway by IPSS Search and Rescue, Quadacusa Lifeguards and NSRI Station 41.
Researchers are turning to the night sky for ways to improve mental health.
South Africans are stressed, they're tired, they're overwhelmed, and not everyone has access to mental health care.
Stargazing has been found to reduce symptoms of depression and strengthen social connection. That's according to a recent study by Stellenbosch University and the International Astronomical Union Office of Astronomy for Development. Astronomy for Mental Health is a project exploring how structured sessions from local community gatherings to overnight retreats can support mental health. 14 families are part of a recent focus group that joined a guided astronomy weekend in Sutherland in the Northern Cape. Scientists say participants, among other things, reported a reduced anxiety and an improved mood within 24 hours, as well as distraction-free connections. Professor Lynn Hendricks from Stellenbosch University is the lead researcher.
It allows one to really think about your place in the world. Like, where are you on the planet? Where are you as a person? And our participants describe this experience as like almost a breather for their brain. They're able to like have more space inside their minds where they could process.
Professor Hendricks says looking up at the night sky is also effective in areas with limited access to mental health care.
Policymakers like really play such a big role in how mental health care is resourced. And it's about saying that, you know, the resources don't only live in the clinic. And it's about making spaces available. For example, there are communities who don't have community sites that are safe for people to witness the night sky. That is a policymaker's job, is to make sure these environmental spaces are available.
Meanwhile, if you or a loved one is in need of emotional support, the South African Depression and Anxiety Group says help is a phone call away. SADAG says while the festive season is often linked to celebration, many people struggle with increased stress, grief and loneliness during this time. The nonprofit's call center manager, Tracy Feinstein, says their services are open day and night.
Many people experience grief over this holiday season. People are feeling incredibly overwhelmed and stressed out and concerned about their financial stability, as many people face unemployment and are battling to put food on the table for their families.
And Zoran Mamdani has promised a new era for America's largest city. The Ugandan-born politician who's been sworn in as New York's mayor has vowed to govern expansively and audaciously. The 34-year-old Democratic Socialist, who's the city's first Muslim mayor, was sworn in outside City Hall in Manhattan yesterday by Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders. Mamdani says his government won't always succeed, but will never be accused of lacking the courage to try.
Here is what I want you to expect from the administration. We will transform the culture of City Hall from one of no to one of how. We will answer to all New Yorkers, not to any billionaire or oligarch who thinks they can buy our democracy. We will govern without shame and insecurity, making no apology for what we believe.
Dubbo, Maritzburg, Olundi and Richards Bay reaching a high of 28 degrees. Ladysmith, 30. Moira River, 25. Cockstead, 24. Newcastle, 27. Margate, 26. 23 for the Berg. Morning swells at the Durban beach are reaching 3 metres, with sunset at 7.